Father Tom, we need a gavel in here if you remember to get us a gavel. Rules Committee, please come to order. For the record, Senators Pierce, Lehman, Charlie Miller, and Ellis are present. We'll take the easy one first, Senate Bill 12, an act classifying anandromous streams. Senator Lehman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Rules Committee report Senate Bill 12 from committee with individual recommendations.
Without objections.
Calendar.
Without objection, so done. Brings us to committee substitute for House Threat Resolution Number 8, MLV amended, related to National Ballistic Missile Defense System. Senator Lehman.
Well, so we don't go ballistic. I'll move that we report HJR 8 from the committee for calendar.
Are there any objections? Without objections, HJR 8 will be calendared. No, let's rescind that motion for 1 minute. Was there anybody that wanted to testify on HJR 8? Okay, Senator Lehman, that constitutes our public hearing. Senator Lehman.
I renewed my motion that I hadn't got around to pulling back yet, but I'll renew it.
Without objection, HJR 8 will be calendared. That brings us to Senate Bill Number 3, an act relating to the crimes of murder, etc., and the sponsor is requesting a Rules Committee substitute. John?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if you want me to address just the changes in the rules, yes, or the bill itself. It's a very familiar bill. It was before the legislature last year, Senate Bill 218 passed the Senate, and...
I'm sorry, would you identify yourself, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Brett Huber. I'm Staff Senator Halford, prime sponsor of Senate Bill 3.
Why don't we address just the changes?
Okay, changes in the Rules Committee. As the bill was heard in Senate Finance, the Department of Public Safety brought up a concern that the... crimes that are being dealt with in the bill are not part of the required list of crimes that would require registration as a sexual offender. So we worked with legal services and the Department of Law to draft an amendment that was then incorporated in this CS that adds those crimes to the sexual offender registry requirement. The changes are on page 1, the title change showing the registration of sex offenders. Sections 6 and 7 on page 4 and 5, there's also a technical change. As we were working on the CS, we noticed that just as cleanup, that the crimes of conspiracy to commit murder and solicitation to commit murder were not listed in the laundry list of unclassified offenses and felonies. So we've added those to that list. The next change is page 6 and 7, section 11, and it adds 1141-100A3 to the definition of aggravated sex offenses. Section 12 adds that crime to the definition of child kidnapping. Section 13 adds it to the definition of sexual offense. And then pages 8 and 9, sections 14 and 15, split the applicability for sections 1 to 8 of the bill. And then the applicability sections and sections 11 through 13 of the bill allow us to reach back, as we've done with all of the other sexual registration classifications, to 1984. And then the last change is an immediate effective date. I'd be happy to answer any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions? Was there going to be further testimony from the administration? Does the administration support the Rules Committee substitute?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Is there objection? Without objection, the Rules Committee substitute is adopted. Senator Halford, I would hope that you would carry the Rules Committee substitute on the floor.
It would be a very simple statement. We just added what they wanted because we need to include sex offender registration, and all the rest of it is the application of that with the two technical changes.
Okay. Your motion, Senator Lehman.
Move to report CS for Senate Bill 3 rules from committee for calendar.
Your objection.
Discretion.
Without objection, so done. Rules Committee adjourned. Quick, that'll be Thursday. Okay. Order. For the record, Senator Pierce, Lehman, Kelly, Miller, and Ellis are present. We have in front of us today two bills. First of all, committee substitute for House Bill 64, finance title amended, an act making amendments appropriations for Y2K, etc. what was the final number here? That's not the correct number up there, is it? 18 million?
That's the total number. The CDR number is at 11.
Okay, so they cut that down?
Oh, it's in the folder, okay.
I think.
CDR number is 14.
It's 12-6.
No, that's not right. This is the House bill.
Yeah, we don't have the finance.
We don't have the Senate bill.
Yeah. We don't have the Senate CS here, which is what we need.
We don't need it today. Okay, so we're dealing with the Senate Committee CS. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move it.
Senator Miller, is there objection?
Object. Mr. Chairman, I believe the request is underfunded by nearly $1 million for the University of Alaska system.
Chairman.
Senator Lehman.
I guess, you know, the senator raises a point that, you know, we could argue that it is, but then we could also argue that DOT is underfunded by $2 million. And the Senate Finance Committee went through and made several changes. And I will say that I have apprehension about this appropriation. And even Commissioner Designee Poe acknowledges that they don't have a real good handle on some of these numbers. Some they do because they've already done the work, but many others they don't and won't know until they actually get into it. But it's obvious some work needs to be done, but I don't know that anybody really knows how much. And what the Senate Finance Committee tried to do is identify the highest priority items for the university. And I believe that there are items within the highest priority that can be shifted to pick up some of their, what they call their, I forget, Class B or Priority B items that are they're fairly high priority. And that's what we suggested to them, at least that's what I did. And I would hope the university will work with the number. I think they get $2.7 million and can work with that and get as much of their mission critical systems as possible.
Okay, with that said, there is a motion on the floor. Would the records clerk please call the roll?
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Kelly?
Yes. So, the bill passes 4-1, will be calendared at some date in the future. That brings us to Senate Bill 74, an act relating to hunting on the same day airborne. Is there a motion?
Move the report.
There is a motion. Is there objection? There is objection. Is there debate? Would the Senate records clerk please call the roll?
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator
Bingham?
Yes.
Senator
Kelly? Yes. So, that bill will be calendared by a vote of 4-1.
Agent of the department.
And that adjourns the Rules Committee.
Out there in the bush.
What did you say, John?
I was just trying to egg on this.
How does that?
I don't know.
Coincide with the initiative.
I shouldn't have said anything. I'll have to do my research.
Yeah, I don't think it violates the initiative. I don't think it does.
Well, that's what everybody's going to think.
My argument is we probably shouldn't be doing it because we should be getting why there's still pups in the bin.
Oh, we are heartless. Drop that one out for the TV cameras, Mike.
Yeah.
We also move the letter of intent, the Senate Finance Committee letter of intent, to be calendared for Senate Committee Substitute CS House Bill 64 Finance.
Doesn't the letter of intent go along with the bill?
I think we were supposed to put it in the motion.
We'll reconvene the Senate Rules Committee and put the letter of intent that accompanies the bill into that same. Order. It is 11:40 on March 10th, my sister's birthday. And we are in Betty Fahrenkamp's room in Juneau, and for the record, Senators Pierce, Lehman, Kelly, and Ellis are present. And we have before us today committee substitute for House Bill number 22 CRNA, an act relating to investigations of property by a municipal assessor or the assessor's agent. Senator Lehman.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know a whole lot about this, but I just read it.
We heard it in committee.
Heard it in committee and seems okay.
Yeah.
I move that the Rules Committee report House Bill 22 from committee with individual recommendations.
Injections. Objection so done. That brings us to Senate Bill 50, an act relating to certain boiler and pressure vessel inspections and inspectors and providing for an effective date.
Mr. Chairman, just before I make the motion, I'll just say that I've heard this. I think it makes sense for those times when the Department of Labor has people out in the field and it enables some of their employees to do these inspections, but I am concerned.
concerned that this doesn't become a program that supplants the other normal inspections, and I have been assured by the department that's not their intent. And I'll just state that it's not my intent either, and I'll be watching carefully. And with that, I move that the Rules Committee report Senate Bill 50.
Objection? Without objection, so done. Rules Committee adjourned.